Good morning, and a warm welcome to our service of morning prayer for the second Sunday of Christmas, as we continue to celebrate the Christmas season. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And to all our listeners today, may I and the ministry team wish you a happy new year. Hill will lead us in prayer today, and I will give the homily. And our hymn before the final blessing will be number 89, Brightest and Best. So let us prepare our hearts and minds as we come to worship God in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ, the light of the world, has come to dispel the darkness of our hearts. In his light, let us examine ourselves and confess our sins. God, our Father, you sent your Son full of grace and truth. Forgive our failure to receive him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, our Saviour, you were born in poverty and laid in a manger. Forgive our greed and rejection of your ways. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Spirit of love, your servant Mary responded joyfully to your call. Forgive the hardness of our hearts. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May the God of all healing and forgiveness draw you to himself, that you may behold the glory of his Son, the Word made flesh, and be cleansed from all your sins through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, In the birth of your Son, you have poured on us the new light of your incarnate word and shown us the fullness of your love. Help us to walk in his light and to dwell in his love, that we may know the fullness of his joy, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now hear the word of God.
Alleluia, alleluia. The word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks ahead of me, because he was before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. If any of you were present here in St. Cross on St. Stephen's Day, or listened to the audio service, you will have been reminded by David that for some people in years gone by, Boxing Day has been a big day for getting out to the shops to get the post-Christmas Day bargains. I have to say, the thought of going into the shops post-Christmas Day is something that has never appealed to me. But this year, with a garment to exchange and a voucher to spend, and upon hearing the news that many people had deserted the shops for online business, despite the heavy rain, we headed bravely to Marks and Spencer's on Tuesday. At my suggestion, I hasten to add. And the experience was not as traumatic as what I may have feared. The place was relatively quiet. Nonetheless, having been subjected to the inevitable diversion to the ladies' clothing section, it wasn't long before I felt refreshment was needed, with the offer from myself of a nice Americano coffee to facilitate a visit to the shops that was not overly extended. Angela found a seat at a clean table whilst I waited patiently to be served. And then a customer in front of me asked if I had any vouchers, to which my reply was no. "Then have these too." I gratefully accepted the gift. "Yes, please. That is very kind of you." Though I had a slight concern over the expiry date of March 2021, which I was to find out was extended because of shop closures earlier in the year. So the vouchers were valid after all. The coffees were a grace, a free gift, no payment required, a generous gift from the giver. There's nothing nicer than a free gift, if it really is a free gift. Sometimes offers of a free gift can seem too good to be true, and in fact I've turned down many a free gift because I perceived it to be exactly that, a hidden catch. How many times Amazon Prime have tried to log me into their free trial for 1 month. And occasionally, the inadvertent click means the inevitable. And then one has to search out for how to stop this. Is it really a free trial? Or a snare that is hard to get out of? Generally speaking, free doesn't compute in a world where generally we are required to pay for what we get. And perhaps it's this difficulty in accepting a genuine free gift that makes it difficult for some people to open themselves to receive the grace upon grace that's on offer through Christ. Grace upon grace sounds so good, too good to be true. Yet, as John reminds us, his own people did not accept him. There are many people who struggle to think that God could possibly love them. Even when looking to Jesus, there is a mental struggle in receiving grace. If only that struggle could be taken away, that no questions would be asked. A bit like getting free coffees for life in M&S with no strings attached. That is the principle of what the gift of Christ is about, and for which we have had a glimpse of this last week. I would hope that most of us have recently received the gifts of family, the gift of friends, being able to eat well, the gift of celebration, in family events, but primarily the celebration of Christ's birth. The news of the Saviour's birth, if we truly value this, brings us the gift of joy, the gift of hope for the future, the gift of peace, the gift of contentment, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of love. And the list could go on. This week, we have all received gracious gifts. And when we have received these gracious gifts and we come to realise how blessed we are, then our outlook on life changes. The collect today speaks of Christ living in us, that we may know the fullness of his joy, which the gospel alludes to. John writes, "From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace." Grace upon grace, a superabundance of grace. And if we're not sure what this means, then we should read the epistle, Paul's letter to the Ephesians, which will be read in church on Sunday morning. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, where the writer expresses gratitude to God for many gifts. Paul writes of spiritual blessing, being chosen or called, holy and blameless, adopted as his children, forgiveness, receiving an inheritance, and marked with the seal of the Holy Spirit. All these free gifts, lavished on us. Lavished, now there's a great word, meaning extravagant, wasteful, over the top, unrestrained, excessive. God's free gifts in Christ, lavished upon us for God's praise and glory. Through those unrestrained gifts, the Word who became flesh and lived among us can now live in us. Not by us feeling indebted or unworthy, but just by saying, "Yes, Lord," and receiving his gracious gifts, and coming to the realisation that we are God's precious child. Amen. Let us join together in saying what we believe in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. he descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, as the Word became flesh and lived among us, send your Holy Spirit to guide our church as we begin a new year in our Christian life together. Inspire all church leaders, our diocesan bishops and our own priest Paul here at St. Cross, in all they do for the Anglican Church and its outreach into our ever-increasingly secular communities. We pray that the Church will proclaim your light in dark times. Scatter the darkness from our hearts and minds and empower all who seek to find you. Christ, light of the world, scatter the darkness from before us. Creator God, we face the unknown in the coming year at a difficult and painful time for the world. Let the star of your justice always shine in the hearts of the world's governments as they make difficult decisions to cope with problems at home and abroad. Make us all look to those living in deprivation because of the greed of others and help make our world better balanced. Christ, light of the world, scatter the darkness from before us. Almighty God, we pray for all who influence our lives by their experiments and discoveries, that they may continue to work with wisdom and sensitivity. We pray for all who work in dangerous places, for our emergency services and all medical staff who put their lives at risk for the sake of others. Christ, light of the world, scatter the darkness from before us. Loving God, we pray for all those whom we love, and we give thanks for precious times we have been able to spend with families and friends over Christmas. And we pray for those whose plans were upset by the pandemic. We think of all those who suffer in body, mind, or spirit. May their pain be eased, and may they find strength and hope. Comfort them with your presence and help them to hold on to the knowledge that your Son understood the truth of human suffering. We pray for those on our prayer list, others known to ourselves and those known only to you. Christ, light of the world, scatter the darkness from before us. Merciful God, we pray for all who are coming to the end of their journey here on earth, as we ask that you comfort the dying and support the bereaved. We pray for all those who have already died, for our loved ones and for all who built up our lives and communities, thinking of Archbishop Desmond Tutu and his inspirational life. May all the departed live again with you in the fullness of your kingdom. Christ, light of the world, scatter the darkness from before us. Gracious God, as we begin this new year, remind us of the things that are truly important and worthwhile. Help us to live in the goodness that comes from doing what you want us to do. Help us to put aside anxiety about the future and the past, so that we might live in peace, taking one day at a time in faith and love. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Final blessing. Christ, the Son of God, born of Mary, fill you with his grace to trust his promises and obey his will. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.